Last week, the Kuzari was looking for proof that God communicates with man. The Muslim was not able to convince the king, let alone the story with Gabriel. That couldn't be proven either. So this week, and in the coming weeks, we're going to be focusing on the conversation of the Kuzari with the Chaver, also known as the rabbi, Jewish sage. And that's going to be the focus for most of the rest of the book of the Kuzari. And we're going to begin here on the right side, page 66, paragraph 11. Says the Chaver to the Kuzari, Amar lo Chaver, here's what we believe. Everybody should be familiar with this because this is your religion, Judaism. We believe in the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. God took us out from the land of Egypt with great miracles and great sights. He gave us the man, and he gave us everything we need when we were in the desert. He gave us the land of Israel. After he took us, split the sea. If you're standing in the back, you can take chairs now and have a seat. So he gave Moshe the Torah, and then there were a few thousand prophets after that. The job of Nevi'im, the prophets in Jewish history, was to warn and reinforce the words of the Torah. They would talk about the reward for keeping the words of the Torah and the punishment if you don't keep the words of the Torah. Finishes the Chaver, end of paragraph 11. Panachnu maminim b'chol ma shekatu b'Torah v'advarim arukim. There's a lot in there. There's a lot of detail. We believe in everything inside of that book. Okay? This is Judaism. Believe in one God, believe in God creating the world, believe in God taking the Jewish people out of Egypt, believe in Torah being given to Moshe and then to the Jewish people. Those are all our fundamentals. Amar Kuzari. Listen to the response of the Kuzari. Fascinating response. Maskim hayiti, shelo ashal yudi. He didn't want to ask the Jews. Right? Remember, the Kuzari is looking for truth. He's looking for religion. He says, I didn't want to go to the Jews. Who did he go to first? He went to the Christian, he went to the philosopher, he went to the Muslim. Why didn't he want to go to the Jews? This is what he says. Mipnei sheyadati, paragraph 12, ibud zichram v'chesron atzatam. They've lost their connection to the past and they have no depth of wisdom. Ki ha-shifu ba-zalugo azulahem yidatam ba-lo yalach ha-lomar ha-yudhi. Ki ha-tam ha-amin b'borei ha-olam misedro manigor. U'mi shabracha b'yitrifo, b'yitrifcha, v'adomel ha-sipurim ha-im. Says the Kuzari to the rabbi, why are you telling these stories about your grandparents? You think that religion is going to be based on story time? Stories of your bubi and zaidi, your grandparents, your saba, your safa? This is what the Kuzari comes to the Jew and he says, tell me about your religion. So he says, okay, story time. Sit down, we'll all sit in a circle, and I'll start to tell you stories. You know what the Kuzari says? That's religion. He says, you should have told me about the Borei Olam. Tell me about the creator of the world. Tell me about God. Tell me about how he runs the world, how he organizes the world. Right? That's the bottom of paragraph 12. Anybody who has a religion, that's what they talk about. They talk about God. They talk about God creating the world. That was what the Christians started with. That was what the Muslims started with. What did the Jews start with? Story time. Our grandfathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. So the Kuzari is like, what are you talking about? That's religion? So what's the answer? Says the Chaver, paragraph 13. Amar Chaver, Zesha Taomer hi hadat ha'ekeshi. Nevi ela yun vani nasim bas vekor rabo. I'm not going to read the whole paragraph 13. Here's what the Jew responds to the Kuzari. He says, here's the problem with philosophy. Does anybody here know what a circular argument is? It means that when I argue with you, you argue back, and then I argue back, and then you argue back, and then we just go around in a circle. And we can do that for a very long time. We can do that forever. That's the beauty of philosophy and the downside of philosophy. Says the Chaver, you're looking for religion, you're looking for God, you're not going to find it in philosophy. That's what he says here in paragraph 13. His words are, there's a lot of doubts when you go this direction. You can go to the philosophers, right? No one agrees with one thing. Everybody's got different opinions. They're claims, some of them you can prove, some of them are harder to prove. So what does he respond? Turn the page, the back page. Paragraph 14. Now they have an interesting conversation. He says, you want to find religion, it's not going to come through philosophical debate. It's not going to come through thinking about God creating the world. We need to start with the stories. The stories is what makes religion compelling. The stories of our people are what makes our religion true. So listen to the following story that he tells. Amar Kuzari, Ro'ani Adram. So he's impressed. He says, okay, I'm willing to listen. Let's go down a different road. Maybe philosophy is not for me. I liked your introduction. Tell me more. Paragraph 15. Amar Achaber. Now there's a little back and forth. You see how they're short paragraphs? We're going to read through 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, right? He says like this. He says, everything I started with wasn't just an introduction. That wasn't just an introduction. I wasn't just saying, once upon a time in a faraway land, there was a person named Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is the foundation of our religion. Don't think that I was just introducing you to something. There's a lot more to say. Yeah? But that's not just an introduction. He says, that's the mofeh. That is the greatest proof of the truth of the religion. But that's the proof. Everybody listen to this, very carefully. The Chaver is telling the Kuzari, you know what the proof of Judaism is? You're all sitting in the room right now, the Jewish people. The Jewish people are the testimony of God in the world. That's what we're going to be discussing today. Amar Kuzari, the Echuzeh, he says, how is this? How is this so? Paragraph 17, Amar Chaver, he says back. He take the Rishul, I think the Chaver, let me say a few words first, you'll understand. Okay? Just patience. He's asking the king for some patience. Paragraph 18. Amar Kuzari. Go ahead. I'm going to listen. Amar Chaver, 19. He gives him the following mashal, following parable story. He says, if someone were to tell you that there's a king of India. Now, the Kuzari we mentioned was written, and I remember when we said it was written? 800s, around 800, 900, okay? At that time, no one had found the country of India. India was not a known place. So when he talks about India, the king of India, it was like a place that nobody knew about, okay? Have you ever heard of the king of India? Of course, we've heard of India, but in that time, no one heard of India. So he says, imagine there's a king of India. He says about him like this. You were told that there's evidence about the king of India. He's a person of chesed. He's a benevolent person. He gives a lot of charity. He's worthy of praise and honor. Kavod. Middle of paragraph 19. So you're hearing this, all these facts about the king of India, from who? People that are representatives of the king. They come to tell you this. They're subjects of his kingdom. They're righteous, they're kind, they're upstanding. So he says, would you believe this? Would you believe? You never met the king of India. You don't know if he's a nice guy. You don't know if he's an evil person. You don't know anything about him. You never met him. So the rabbi asks, the sage asks the Kuzari, would you believe me? Right? If I told you all these things about the king of India, so what does the Kuzari say back? Paragraph 20. Amar Kuzari, he says, but I never met the king. How can you force me to believe something that I never saw? Maybe they don't even have a king. Maybe there is no king of India. Maybe there's no India, right? Maybe it's a combination of both. Maybe they're righteous because of their king, or maybe they're righteous on their own. We don't know. How can you know all these things? So you can see that Singh is just trying to bring Kuzari to understand something. Paragraph 21. Listen to this. So if the Indian messenger brings special Indian gifts made in India, yeah? Only made in India, not made somewhere else, and says that it's made somewhere else. Yeah? So these messengers come to you, you right there, yeah? And they say, we have special gifts from India. You're going to say, it must be from India, right? It's irrefutable evidence. It says made in India. You can only find this in India. El Barat told the Rabbi, not Malachim, only in the palace of the king. It has the stamp of the king. It has the letter bearing the king's seal and handwriting, right? And they're bringing medicine, they're bringing special medicines from India. It's going to help you be healthy. Poisons that you can use against your enemies. You're not going to ever have to use airplanes or tanks or missiles or anything. You just use a special poison potion from India and you can kill all your enemies. So he says, would that be enough proof to believe that there's a king of India? Amar Kuzari. He says, that's pretty good. Kainu, that's pretty compelling. The first doubt that I had whether the king of India exists or not would be removed. I would believe you. Bottom right-hand side, page 7. Paragraph 22. And if somebody asks you your opinion about this king, what would you say? Okay, we're going to conclude now with the last paragraph. Amar Kuzari, Hitari Misho Yifaru Etzli, Vachaber Aleihem Asher Yusafik Etzli Yifaru Ve'Lachonim. He would give all the descriptions of everything that he was told. But remember, the Kuzari never met the king of India. He was just brought gifts and medicines and potions and special things from made in India. But he never met him. But if you were to ask the Kuzari, who's the king of India, he would say, he's a wonderful person. Yes, they have great scientists there. He gives a lot of gifts. They have great inventors. They have wise people. But you've never even been to India. He says, but I have proof, because I saw the man on earth. Last paragraph, 25. We're finishing with this. So now we get to the Nimsha. The Chaver says back to the Kuzari, Amar HaChaver, Al Derech Hazeh Shigotitha Kasher Shaltani. You ask me about my religion. You ask me about the truth. You want the truth? You can handle the truth. He says you can handle the truth. Here it is. Nobody knew what I was referencing? Top press. Bechim Patak, you good man? No? When Moshe came to Paro, he said to him, Elohei, the God of the Hebrews, the God of the Jews, sent me to you. So what does that mean, the God of the Hebrews? What does Paro going to say back? The God of the Hebrews. Who's that? What does it mean? Everybody knew about the Jews. Everybody knew. Did you ever meet the God? Did you ever meet these people? No, everybody knew about it. He did amazing things. How did Moshe introduce God to the nations of the world? Not, my God created the world. No, that's not how we speak about God. We speak about God in a personal way. We speak about God as somebody who has a relationship with us. So he's saying to the Kuzari, you want to know what God is? God is a personal God. He's not just someone who created the world and left it to be. God is interested in our lives. God created the world. He created us. But what's important to you is that he took us out of Egypt. That he asked for a relationship with us. That's what he says to the Kuzari. He says, the king of India, remember? Right? Who's the king of India? The king of India is God. Who are the messengers of the king of India? Who are the messengers of God? We are the Jewish people. You want to learn about God? Go learn something from the Jewish people. That's what the chaver finishes with at the end. V'lo amar borei olam baruch hu. Last end of the paragraph in the top left. So I b'chini patachti l'chak asher shaltani al emunati hashibatita mashani chayav bochayav kol chayisa. Everybody believes this. So here's the challenge to everybody in this room. If we are the messengers of the King of India, we're the messengers of Hashem in this world. We're going to learn more about what that means in the coming weeks. If we are those special messengers here on earth, that means that we have to do a really good job representing ourselves. Because if we want people to come closer to God, if we want people to understand the idea of God in this world, messengers of that God have to be good messengers. We have to bring good gifts to the world. We have to bring good medicine to the world. We have to bring good wisdom to the world. And when we do that, maybe we can solve a lot of the problems that are against us and going on all over the world. So the Kuzari is impressed. He's pretty impressed and he wants to hear more. And you want to hear more. So stay tuned for next week. Everybody have a wonderful day.
The big message.